Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, sister. So you've written into us about difficulties that you're facing with your faith and you know, what you can do to better this, and that you've been having difficulties with motivation at the moment, and this whole difficulty with procrastinating, especially with religious deeds like reading the Quran. And you know, this is making you feel maybe that you're distant from Allah, and you know, how this impacts on your relationship with Him. So the first thing I want to say here is that the last sentence that you write here is comforting and shows that your intentions are pure. You have a love for Allah and you want to make Him happy. And inshallah, this will make you feel at ease. But at the moment, it feels like you're just stuck. You know, we all go through these difficulties. At some point in our life, you know, our level of iman goes up and down. All of us, even the best of people, will experience times like this as well. So, you know, it's not unusual to hit this low point, because we all do at some point. And that's where you are right now. And inshallah, you can get out of it. So just to give you a bit of advice on how to get out of this that you're in right now. So don't overwhelm yourself too much. Do things bit by bit. So it might be that you're only praying the compulsory parts of prayer to begin with, and then add to them. Add in the sunnah prayers and the nawafil after that, but just stick to the obligatory parts of it right now. Likewise, when it comes to reading the Quran, you know, you're feeling lack of motivation with that as well. Just start with reading one ayah a day, just something very simple, and then build on it when you're ready to. And if you start feeling like it's difficult, cut back again. Just one ayah a day, you know, and then increase it up. And inshallah, you know, eventually you'll get it. But it's just about adjusting things according to where you're at with your motivation, such that you're not going to overwhelm yourself. You must, you know, do these things that are within your capability, and not pushing yourself and overwhelming yourself so much that it's only going to push you away from it even more and make you procrastinate even more. Because, you know, if you're challenging yourself to read a certain amount of pages a day and you don't feel motivated to, you don't have the time or the energy to, you're not going to do it. And then you're just going to feel maybe like a bit of a failure, and then you won't want to go back, and every single day will become a challenge. So keep it manageable. Don't put too much pressure on yourself. Another way you can help yourself with these goals, let's say, is to put a checklist somewhere so that it's visible, and tick off things as you do that. So for example, your prayers every day, tick your prayers off each day. Or as you read certain ayahs or certain pages, tick it off so that you can see what you've achieved each day. And this can help with motivation as well, because you can visually see everything that you're achieving on a daily basis, to see that, you know, it's not that you're not achieving anything, because you are, because you can visually see it. And putting in these small goals that you're achieving one by one helps you to be accountable as well. So you see it visually and you know, this is what you have to do. So you can hold yourself accountable. You might even involve other people in this as well. So if there are other sisters that you might be close to, that you can hold each other accountable for, to check in with each other to make sure that you've read, you know, your portion of the Quran in the day that you wanted to read, or that you've prayed on time or so. And so you can not only hold yourself accountable by having these checklists, but maybe link in with other people as well, that other people can also kind of motivate each other as well. And it will give you this sense of achievement and continued motivation as well. And another technique that I have heard of as well, that I think could work with for you, is that every time you do something sinful or miss something or neglect something, make up with it with something more. So for example, every time you miss a prayer, make sure that you do extra prayers the next time to make up for it. And sometimes, you know, this whole, you know, knowing that you have so much to catch up and becomes so overwhelming that you become motivated to do everything that you're supposed to do on time, at the time that you are supposed to, or that you have said that you wanted to. So for example, reading your Quran. So this way it shows Shaitan that the more he pushes you away from Allah, actually the more he pushes you to him. So for every time Shaitan's whispers tell you, don't pray, don't read your Quran, you're going to do something extra. So for every time Shaitan says, don't do that, when you eventually sit down to do your prayer, read your Quran or do your dhikr or whatever, you're doing something more. So actually what Shaitan's doing is completely counterproductive, because he's pushing you to Allah more. So that's something that you could try. It might not work for you if you feel, you know, overwhelmed, but it's something that you could try, and something that I've heard has worked for other people as well. And I think in your situation, it could be something that works. So something to give a go. You know, it's worth trying if it works or not. So like I said, just taking things bit by bit without overwhelming yourself, having a checklist visible so that you can hold yourself accountable, being with other people so that they can hold you accountable as well, but also really, really working to push shaitan away. So may Allah make it easy for you. May He guide you to what's best for you in both this life and the next. And may you find comfort in His remembrance as well.